Did you know you could binge listen to every episode of this show that's ever aired? I don't expect you to do it. I couldn't sit through it either. Believe me, America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by momentarily. Two guests this hour. The first, her name is Katie Bugbee. She is the senior managing editor of Care.com, and she will be telling us why it is important for parents to have an official date night for Valentine's Day. You can't just go downstairs and share a beer when the kids aren't looking. You can't just canoodle in the living room when the kids are sleeping upstairs. You got to go out. You got to have a date. And she'll explain more in depth as to why you need to do that. And then it'll be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by the question, to anti-back or not to anti-back? We'll talk about it. And then our other guest this hour is the CEO of Fazoli's Restaurants, one of the leading fast casual, as they call it now, Italian restaurants across the country. His name is Carl Howard. We'll talk about what Chipotle has been dealing with lately, how his restaurant has reacted, and how to make a go of it in the highly competitive restaurant industry in this economic structure. We start things off this hour with binge watching, or in this case, binge listening. Everything is binge friendly now, even on these digital cable channels. Have you noticed on your cable system, your satellite system, you keep seeing these channels you never heard of before? Cozy TV, Antenna TV, Decades, all these things. And they simply show old, really old TV shows. But what they are the sub-channels from your main TV stations in your market. The HD channels that they now have to have for the HD TV stuff. Anyway, so it's cheap stuff to put on there. But you can binge watch even old shows now. And it started a few years ago, what, on Netflix with House of Cards? You don't just watch one episode now and wait till the next week. These shows that are being released online, such as Mozart in the Jungle over on Amazon and some of these other things, and on all the shows on Netflix, boom, you get the whole series at one time and you sit there and you binge watch it. But how much of a good thing is bad? Okay, there are shows that I have loved in the past, and when they come on in these binge marathons, after about three episodes, I get it. Case in point. On New Year's Day, New York City, there are binges available of both The Honeymooners, the old Jackie Gleason, Art Carney thing from the 50s, and The Odd Couple, Tony Randall, Jack Klugman from the 70s. I really enjoy The Odd Couple. So it's not really on anymore anywhere. I've got some of the stuff on DVD, but anyway. So I decided to watch it. I had a few hours on New Year's Day. And after about three episodes, I had to get out. And here's why. When you have these shows with these situations, and we get it, Felix is a neat freak, Oscar is a slob, and you get the same jokes and the same pattern and the same tendencies, it's one thing when you used to watch a show, and even when it was in syndication, you'd wait until the next night and watched it again, but this boom, 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 if it's not a continuing story, you get sick of it. That is the key to binge watching. It has to be where the story continues, and that is how most episodic TV is done now. Think about it. Anything you watch, Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, the story goes from one arc and climax in an episode, and it picks up again with another arc and climax in the next episode, and that's how it works. But to even for those shows, do you get sick of them? I know Christina sat and she binge-watched, what was it? I got to ask her when she gets in here. She picked up Californication, when we had David Duchovny on. And she watched like the whole series in like a day and a half. But to me, that's just too, it's enough. I get sick of these characters and binge watch Breaking Bad before the finale. Why? And they did that with Mad Men. And I tried to do that. That's another show I liked. And even when the story continues from episode to episode, enough Don Draper after a while. I got to get out. Everything is good in moderation. Too much of it is awful. And to me, that's what happens with a lot of this binge stuff. Stay with us. Katie Bugbee is next. Valentine's date night. To do it or not to do it. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Peggy had a meeting in town and she found a great parking place right on the street. Every 30 minutes, she excused herself to feed the parking meter. But after a couple of hours, there was a parking citation on her car and there was still time left on the meter. What do you think the ticket was for? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
30-minute meters are intended to keep traffic flowing. By feeding the meter, Peggy was causing unnecessary congestion. Even though time was still on the meter, the ticket was for exceeding the 30-minute time limit. The violation is called overtime, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know there's a new grade at universities nowadays, and it's a sign of changing times? Trust me, your kids are talking about it, and many don't understand the big deal, but it's worth worrying about. Here's the social science of it.
Up in the morning and out to school.
You're familiar with the usual litany of grades, A, B, C, D, E at some universities, and of course, F. But there's a new grade that's making its appearance. It's called an F. D. It's given to cheating students and can stay on a student's record for 2 years. And get this, the word cheating has taken on a new name. Today, many college students call it a collaboration. And 52% of today's students admit to cheating. What's the cheap psych trick? When you get something for nothing, knowledge loses its value. Cheating is not helping another, it's hurting yourself. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.